You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 45 degrees, KSL's top story. Police have officially charged a man they say is connected to four hit and runs in Salt Lake County over the last several months. They say he did it on purpose. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with details.
Juan Pham is facing 10 felony charges, including six first-degree felony attempted murder charges for what police are calling targeted auto pedestrian crashes. Pham was arrested about 2 weeks ago after police say they believe he was involved in a hit-and-run on North Temple that left one woman seriously injured. Video surveillance of the incident shows Pham's vehicle running a red light and hitting a woman as she was walking on the sidewalk. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill announced the charges against Pham, saying they were able to connect these four incidents together through technology and with the help of several police departments. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
On the valley floor, you might have seen rain, snow, sleet, hail today, but in the mountains, it's been a burst of snow that closed Little Cottonwood Canyon and gave the snowpack a last-minute boost. Better yet, there could still be more coming up there.
Last week's warm weather actually melted off some of the water in our snowpack, but this storm added it right back on. While we've already got more than enough snow water than we need for this year, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this is exactly the kind of weather we want to see to have an efficient spring runoff.
What it's doing, what these late season storms are doing, is it's helping us to get that slow release of water. That'll first saturate the soil, prepare the grounds for the real snowpack melt, that will be coming off and go straight to the rivers and lakes.
Matt says he thinks our snow water supply could grow another inch with mountain snow set to keep falling this week. The average day we usually see our snowpack peak out is just over a week away. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UHP says troopers responded to more than 140 crashes since yesterday morning, many of them right here in the Salt Lake Valley. Troopers say seatbelts managed to keep people safe in several rollovers they responded to. UHP says the majority of the crashes, single drivers who spun out and lost control. Already by today, 3 p.m., we have seen rain, snow, sun, then rain again. Kevin Eubanks says the weather roulette wheel is just going to keep on spinning.
So you'll get sunshine for a little bit, then all of a sudden a little band of rain, some hail, some snow. And this pattern is going to hold through the evening, so we get it in the next 5-6 hours, a little lull overnight, and then another wave will come through tomorrow during the day and afternoon.
Kevin says things will dry up on Wednesday. The construction freeze in a small community in Summit County has finally been lifted. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Oakley's barred all construction with water hookups for the last 3 years. It's because the area, like much of Utah, struggles with water supply. But now the area is getting a new and deeper well that they hope will sustain the current residents that want to expand and even attract some new ones. However, the city doesn't want a big boom in development. The plan is just to be deliberate and smart, keeping it relatively small.
Oakley has about 1,600 residents. A date has been set for former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is at the KSL National News Desk.
The former president's hush money case is set for trial April 15th. Mr. Trump slamming the judge's decision, saying there shouldn't be a trial before the 2024 presidential election.
I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair.
Mr. Trump has indicated he plans to testify at the trial over a hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Meantime, Mr. Trump is praising today's decision from an appellate court that ruled that he can post a lower bond of $175 million to cover his $464 million civil fraud judgment.
I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
He says he'll post a bond, securities, or cash to cover the $175 million. Florida teenagers could be banned from social media if a new state law holds up to its legal challenges. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill today that prohibits social media accounts for children under 14. Critics say the law violates the First Amendment, but Florida Speaker of the House Paul Renner says it does not restrict free speech.
What we have addressed is the addictive features that are at the heart of why children stay on these platforms for hours and hours on end.
Under the new law, parents must provide permission for 15 and 16-year-olds to sign up for social media accounts. From the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35. If you're headed to Utah's biggest sandbox over Easter weekend, you are not going to be alone. Little Sahara Recreation Area is expecting double the number of visitors from last year. They're expecting between 40 and 50,000 people. Why? Well, off-roading enthusiasts will take advantage of Easter weekend, coinciding with spring break in a lot of communities. The BLM is increasing staff size for the days ahead. Remember, if you do go, first of all, good luck fighting the crowds, and second, kids under 18 are required to wear a helmet when they're riding off-road vehicles. KSL News Time, 5:36.